Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Tuesday evening. Coming up about 20 minutes from now, 404-726-0929. I want to hear from you guys. Who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025? Who is that guy on this roster after the 4 p.m. deadline where roster cuts were made that you say, look, the Falcons cannot be without this guy? Who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025? 404-726-0929. We'll take your phone calls coming up in about 17 minutes from now. What I want to get into right now is the simple fact of let's break it down. I mean, 4 p.m. came today. We finally learned. We had heard reports. We got reports over the weekend of some initial cuts that had happened, but we finally found out today after the deadline who actually made this team and who was cut. There were quite a few names on either side of this. Guys who made this roster that I was honestly a bit surprised about, and then guys who were cut that I just did not expect. I'll start with the cuts, where to round out this roster, I really, really thought that the Falcons were in obviously a tough spot because of injuries, trying to make sure they had enough guys at different positions. But the simple fact that the Atlanta Falcons opted for five defensive linemen, which meant cut, Mitch Cutting, defensive lineman Kentavious Street, and Morgan Fox, really, really felt like a head scratcher. Felt like a decision where you hope you can get one or both of those guys to slide through and end up on the practice squad. But given the fact of, and Mark Raimondi was on with Dukes and Bell earlier, and later in the show, we'll let you listen to that interview. Again, Raimondi talking about the simple fact that there were expectations of rotating the defensive line. Like, Grady Jarrett is not on this line anymore as a regular guy who can stick around for, you know, three plays at a time. Like, you're going to have to be rotating a lot of different guys, a lot of different bodies, and to only end up with five guys on the defensive line, I mean, okay. Like, week one, I hope Tampa's running game is not nearly as good as I remember it, because otherwise that could be a problem. Cutting Kentavious Street and cutting Morgan Fox feels like moves that I'm just asking myself, are you sure, Terry? Is that really the direction that you wanted to go, that you thought would be the best for this roster? Because I don't know. I've got big questions around Street and Fox not being a part of this roster. Then you go into edge rusher Khalid Kareem, who I feel like was a guy that developed over the course of camp, showed himself through the preseason. I'll take your word for it in preseason game number three, because, I won't be that guy who acts like I've watched things when I haven't. And That third preseason game, like, if I was in town, it would have been hard for me to turn that one on. But everything that I had heard, especially in that last one, was Khalid Kareem looked like certainly a guy that I thought would make this roster, and ends up on the outside looking in. Safety Jordan Fuller is another name who was a surprising cut, as the Falcons clearly have a bit of a tough situation when it comes to safeties, because they're trying to get guys at other positions. You end up with Xavier Watts, obviously, was always going to make the roster. Jesse Bates, obviously, was always going to make the roster. And DeMarco Helms being the other guy who makes the team after not playing last year. So the veteran Jordan Fuller is the odd man out. That certainly is a position where if you do lose a guy, like, Fuller easily could be picked up by another team. I don't know that he's really a practice squad option for this team, but certainly you would hope could fall to you and stick around. But teams are certainly going to need safeties. And the fact that Jordan Fuller did not make this roster certainly came as a surprise to a lot of people. The one that I did want to get to, and we'll probably spend more time throughout the show talking about the surprising cuts and then the surprising guys who did make the roster. The one that did not surprise me as a cut but apparently shocked a lot of people is quarterback Easton Stick. Like, yeah, guys, I don't think he's that good that you had to carry three quarterbacks. Now, I heard the discussion that happened earlier where, you know, you're talking about, yeah, what about Kirk Cousins getting traded, though? Okay, you're telling me you cannot get the caliber of quarterback that Easton Stick brings you as an option somewhere else? I mean, I don't necessarily think Ben DiNucci is going anywhere. And Ben DiNucci has just as much experience starting in the NFL, if not more, than Easton Stick. So that's certainly, like, once you get into the territory of, oh, guys, I mean, I really think we needed Easton Stick to make the roster. I really think we're fighting over clearly issues that I don't think are going to make a big difference down the road, because if you are without Michael Penix Jr. and you have traded away Kirk Cousins, guess what? Season's going down the toilet, folks. Like, let's be real. I know that there was a lot of quarterbacks that started in the NFL last year, and a lot of those guys did help their team win games. But If we're talking realistically, I'm just not that shocked that a name like Easton Stick doesn't make the roster, because nothing that I saw, and I was there for preseason game number one. I had some buddies that talked me into, hey, they were Lions fans, and it was like, well, it might not be the real Lions at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but at least the jerseys are there. And I was like, all right, sure. I saw that game in person. Nothing there impressed me. Now, I wasn't there every day in camp, but I just don't think that was one that I saw a lot of people after that 4 p.m. deadline when it came out that Easton Stick had been cut. We're like, I just don't know what the Falcons are going to do if Michael Penix Jr. gets hurt and then you trade away Kirk Cousins. Guess what? You know what they're going to do? Try to figure out who they're drafting in the top five next year. Like, that's really where the conversation shifts at that point, if we're being honest. All right, the guys who did make the roster that it certainly seemed like were right there on the edge. One name that I was really excited about, because I went on TV a couple weeks ago and hyped this guy up because I love his story. That's wide receiver David Sills. I mean, to be drafted at the age of 14 to USC to play quarterback, and then for all of these years later, you make it in the NFL as a wide receiver. Like, David Sills has had quite the journey where he is going to get to suit up for the Falcons in week one, while the guy that recruited him back in 2014 is coaching for, his third team since that point. I mean, it's just been a wild ride for Sills, who ended up going to West Virginia, swapped over as a freshman to play wide receiver, and then ultimately has stuck around with a couple of different teams. He was catching passes just a couple of years ago from Tommy DeVito, who just got cut by the Giants today. So quite the journey for David Sills, but I was happy to see him. But it did come as a shock to a lot of people that the Falcons opted to take seven wide receivers with their initial roster. But there are some big-time injury question marks going on in the wide receiver group, so that's kind of why you end up in a position like that. I think the tight end group being as big as it is, that definitely shocked me. The Falcons are going with four tight ends, where, of course, they were going to keep Pitts and Werner, But keeping Felipe Franks, okay, I feel like that was a bit of a borderline decision. But Tegan Quiterano, like, I'll be honest, I didn't learn this guy's name throughout the entire preseason because I didn't think I was going to have to. I did not, and I know you need special teams players, but certainly when it came to guys who did not make this roster, going with four tight ends that include Felipe Franks and Tegan Quiterano, certainly not a position that I thought the Falcons were going to be in. A couple of names, too, that I know they were drafted just a year ago, and there has been kind of either injury issues or ups and downs in their playing time and all of that. But having Braylon Trice and Brandon Dorlus both make this roster make me slightly concerned for the simple reason of, is Terry Fontenot a little bit too concerned with, hey, I drafted this guy, so I got to see this play out. Like, you just watched the Philadelphia Eagles cut a wide receiver that they drafted last year. Happens all the time. You draft some, and I get it. Third round, fifth round, does not matter to me. If you are not confident in that guy's ability to play meaningful downs for you this season, I was a bit surprised that Braylon Trice, Brandon Dorlus, and you can add one more to it, linebacker J.D. Bertrand, all make the Falcons roster. Clark Phillips was another name that just seemed to slip past and made the cut this time, that certainly was on the bubble. But a lot of decisions had to be made ahead of today's 4 p.m. deadline. And Falcons GM Terry Fontenot certainly making some tough decisions, cutting to some defensive linemen that I did not expect him to cut, and then keeping four tight ends, and then your draft picks from last year that you hadn't even seen anything really much at all out of Braylon Trice, and you keep him around, Brandon Dorlus the same, and then not exactly the most ideal preseason for J.D. Bertrand, and he sticks around. So it'll certainly be interesting to see this Falcons team as they get ready for week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, on the other side of the break, who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025? Call us up, 404-726-0929. Mr. Yo, I know you're one of them. You've been dying to talk about it. I got you. 404-726-0929. Who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025? I got three guys that I could swap through, but I want your phone calls. We'll talk about it next, right here. Caleb Johnson with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.